These Three Media.
Three men and a microphone podcast.
I am excited. I cannot believe that we are this far down our journey. We've been through... I feel emotional.
Are you going to cry?
I think I've got tears.
Can you save it for the record, though, please?
I will.
Well, thank you. Swallow it back.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, it's not the first time you said that, Darren. It all started 1 year ago. We were in the midst of a global pandemic, we were locked in our houses, and I thought, what could I do to cheer myself up every week? My first idea, I'm told, would send me blind. So I had to come up with another plan, and it started with talking to people, and I couldn't think of a name, so the As Yet Unnamed podcast was born. When my one celebrity contact was used and my small friend list was exhausted, I had to evolve. I then remembered two people I once knew. Two people I once called friends. Could I bring myself to go back in time? To work with these two people again? Well, the answer, reluctantly, was yes. And so the As Yet Unnamed Podcast Extra was born.
Yeah, you know what I'm like, Dave.
I do.
Just do it. Yeah, right. Going on! Oh, actually, I did that.
I told you.
I mean, really?
Hang on. Wait for it.
You didn't get this?
One sort of like a week.
Who spoke? Darren?
No, it wasn't me.
It was you, right.
Yeah.
Quiet.
I'd meet him if I were you.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
Oh, F-bomb.
Quiet.
Parental advisory.
Quiet.
It developed. We went live. Damien and Darren moaned consistently about the name. And then it was born. Three men and a microphone. Which technically is three microphones, but that doesn't really work. Anyway, we are here, 52 episodes later, and welcome to the Three Men and a Microphone 1 year anniversary special. Hello.
These Three Media. Ian Barstow, Damien Lee, Darren Antrobus.
Three Men and a Microphone Podcast.
Hello, welcome along to Three Men and a Microphone from These Three Media. My name is Ian Barstow. Welcome along to episode number 52 of the podcast. We are 1 year old. Yay!
Yes.
Yay! I should really have had some sort of clapping and cheering then, but I couldn't. I haven't, so it's fine. Thank you so much for downloading. What the clap. Thank you so much for downloading this episode of the podcast. I hope you're doing well, and thank you very much for joining us. If you have been here for the whole year, thank you so much. If you are new and this is your first episode, welcome along. Hello, Damien.
Oh, it's a year. It's a whole 12 months while we were in that vile lockdown. That little voice. I haven't been in contact for a while. I thought, oh, here he is. Who's this, Dale Winton? No, it's your old friend Biscuit. Little Ian Barstow coming to me saying, do you know what? Let's have a little chat. And then the magic happened again. We were back together. It was like me finding my first...
And then we had to invite another person along for the thing. And it's... Darren, all right. How are you doing?
All right, Darren.
Thanks. I can't feel the love anywhere, by the way. But yeah, it's... I do remember that first one fondly. I remember it really well.
They say you always remember you first.
You do.
I don't. You I do. Was drunk. Anyway, so coming up on the show today, we've got a very special, jam-packed, full-to-the-bursting-point show for you. And it starts with some best-of clips, little things like that. We're going to have a retro hall of fame from very special British TikToker who is massive, Sam Whitehouse. That will be coming up later. Basically, we're going to go over some of the best bits of the show and introduce them and re-engage with the audience. That didn't work right. But you know what I mean. We're going to play them again, so if you haven't heard them, you're going to hear them now. Does that make sense?
It's exciting. You're that excited. You don't know what you're saying. I mean, just for people that are tuning in for the very first time and may have missed that little intro, how on earth did this start in? How did you have this idea?
So I've been wanting to do a podcast for a long time, and then lockdown happened, and the pandemic started, and I sort of thought, do you know what? I need to do something to make myself happy and all that sort of stuff, as it said in the introduction. And then I thought, well, I like doing interviews. So I'll start with some interviews. So I reached out to Mr. Joe Lycett, who we know, and you can listen to that. And then I just started emailing people and saying, are you interested in doing an interview? And I emailed Damien, emailed Darren. And then I started to run out of people to talk to, because it gets harder and harder to get people to come on and do interviews. And I thought, I want to carry this on. I want to carry on doing a podcast. And then I thought, who can I phone and who can I speak to who I want to do a podcast with? And I went through...
And God, you followed that conversation on there, to be honest. There was a bit of an uncomfortable pause there. I thought the rumours have always been true, to be honest. There was always a Clinton Ian-sized towards old Damien's spiky hair. Darren, not so much.
What I want to know is how far up or down the list me and you were, Damien, were you did the ring round.
I tried Mark Harrison, who I used to do the Saturday show with. I tried Darren Winter, who I used to do the Tuesday show with. Rachel. I tried Dave Waite. Right. I tried Stevie C. I tried... I tried Don Clark.
So various people that people don't know.
Pretty much, basically.
Various people.
Yeah, and then it was getting a bit desperate, and I thought, oh, you know... I'll have to try and get back in contact with Darren first. He said yes, and then I thought, I'll get in contact with Damien.
So him.
Well, you
him.
Were last.
Oh, great. Brilliant. You're ahead of me. Unbelievable. He only did that for a name value, though, for someone that might have been well known. No.
So, yeah, and then we did the first show, and I thought, I'll see how it goes. And then 52 weeks later... every single week, pretty much without fail, here we are. And we've got a brand, we've got a company, we've got two podcasts on that company at the moment, with lots more to come that we're working on.
National radio,
live streaming, potentially some more radio broadcasting.
many fallouts and bickering arguments, and here we are tonight.
Yeah, we managed.
Do you know what? We've done all right. Let's just be honest, we've never actually had a real tiff. There was a time that you were a bit dove, a bit sensitive soap, Darren. You're like, oh, Captain Damien's, oh, I don't like what he's saying to me. Oh, tell him. And then he had to phone me and go, Damien, just don't be so hard on Darren. Darren, put the phone down. Okay, bye.
And then there was the other things from Darren. It's like, oh, I've got some really good news for you. I've got some really, 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 really...
absolutely brilliant.
Oh, no, joke.
yeah. Oh, sorry, no. music base station.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But do you know what? We could not have done it without him, because not only is he one of the most genuine guys I know, but I think he's an absolute barrel of laughs as well. So get all that out of the way. Let's not be like that.
Who are you talking about?
You what, sorry?
Who are you talking about?
Barbara, the producer.
Oh, okay, right. Is she back?
She is. She had corns, so she had to go for a while. I'm stuffed with corns, to be honest. Not the nicest thing to have. But yeah, she's back.
So we played you the first clip of when in the introduction. That was the very first thing. And I do have a reputation, and people that watch this seem to think that I get angry quite quickly. So I've got a clip to play for you that Darren has put together. And this is called The Captain Is Always Angry.
Damien! Just the holding card. Do Audacity for me, please, Damien. Yeah. Do Audacity for me. Damien! Can you do the Audacity for me, please? Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I'm on. Audacity's on.
Damien! Yeah, right. Can we do the record, please?
I'm pressing the red button.
Right, have you done it? Right, Darren, you do yours. Right, if we can all do 3, 2, 1 together. Damien! 3, 2, 1. Clap. 3, 2, 1, clap. Yeah? Right. Are we all ready? Yeah? Damien! Damien! Damien!
What was that, it's like episode two, I think it was, or number three?
I mean, he berates us so much, doesn't he?
It's because you don't do it.
You do actually bawl and shout at us.
I don't.
He does, doesn't he?
It's I with
reckon
love.
You're maybe in some circles known as a Dom.
A Dom? Before we move on, I've got some treats for you.
I love treats. What sort of treats are they? Juicy?
Can you be very, very quiet, Captain and Damien, please? While
I will,
I play
sir.
This?
So I'm excited.
Three. Are you paying attention, Damien?
I'm paying attention, Darren.
No talking, Damien, over it.
Three.
Don't
two.
Talk.
You're doing it now, Captain.
What?
Three.
Don't talk, Damien. I've told you.
Oh, here we go. Three, two.
Honestly, don't talk. Don't make a sound. Sorry. Go on. Go on.
He's so nasty, isn't he? So nasty.
Three, two. One.
Happy first year anniversary to Three Men and a Microphone. And I'm just going to admit this, that Damien is the best out of the three.
And it doesn't stop there. One more for us, if we like.
Clean edit. Three Men and a Microphone. Happy birthday. 1 year. Can you believe it? I have tuned in every week to watch the live shows on Thursdays, Wednesdays, or sometimes never, depending on whether Damien wants to turn up or not. You've helped us all through a very difficult time. Lockdowns, not lockdown. Pubs open, pubs not open. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, you make us laugh. You make us cry. Personally, you have helped me during my time away from my family. Kept me strong and given me something to look forward to each week. Special thanks must go to Damien. He is the best one of the show, even though he spends most of his time looking at his phone. Damien's bits, well, the best way to describe that is, well, incredible, I think. Anyway, guys, happy birthday. All the best. Keep doing the shows. They are brilliant. Oh, and Damien's bits. I'm not sure whether you should keep that. Lots of love from Duncan, Harvey, Olivia, and Samantha.
Thank you very much to Dunk. And oh, well. Also...
That has got me a little bit. I won't lie. You can see I'm a bit glassy. Bit glassy-eyed there.
And we have some more of those a little bit later during the show.
Is that Dunk? That's Dunk that's on the live. Dunk yeah. That watches. Do you know Dunk?
Voice?
I have to say, you've got a brilliant radio voice.
He has, hasn't he? I can see this. I can see.
He can do the news for us.
Dunk's demo or yeah. Dunk's delights.
Dunk's delights. Yeah.
I can see a podcast coming on. Do you know what? That was really nice. And I'm in that kind of, you know, when you just, you feel you could go tonight and. Yeah, because we joke about this, but this has got us guys through lockdown as well. And, you know, what not many of you see when we're on the lives is the people that download the show as well from America, from Australia, you know, really random places as well that actually have had a laugh with this. And Duncan every week has been part of this family. And it's like, if I don't see him on chat, I get a little bit, don't feel quite right. It's not like I've got my watch on. So, Duncan, thank you so much. We think the world of you, and I'm so glad that you're back with your family as well. You are a gent, sir, so thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, enough of the niceness. Let's move on. we're going to have a little bit of an awards ceremony. I've got special music and we're going to play you some clips, and we've decided on what we think are the best clips for certain different sections. So this bit is called the awards for the best use of silly sounds. You join us on this very special moment on the red carpet where we are about to award the best use of silly sounds. And clip number one is courtesy of Darren, and it is a clip where he was using his protein shake, and it's shake hard.
Shake hard for 10 seconds. I am really nervous at doing this because I know some people like to live the life of Bear Grylls, but I can't. Is that mixed, you reckon? It says shake well for 10 seconds. Shake hard for 10 seconds. Still looks a bit powdery, actually.
Shake hard for 10 seconds.
Ground cricket's not for me.
So that was Shake Hard when Darren was trying his ground crickets. And I already have, I have the clips and they just keep getting played.
Shake Hard for 10 seconds.
So just explain that to me, ground cricket.
So there was a protein shake, wasn't there, Darren, that you got for nothing, and you tried it and it was ground crickets as a protein shake.
It tasted a lot like chopped up cardboard.
Clip number two. I'm not going to play all of this because I didn't realise it was 1 minute 50, but this is clip number two and this is breaking news. Oh, I've just seen some breaking news. We don't normally do this, but I'm just going to hand over. I'm just going to play this because it looks quite important.
Order!
I believe we've got the Prime Minister making a very important statement in Parliament. Just bear with me. Right. We'll take this live.
Okay.
Order!
The Prime Minister is just standing to the podium. Right, let's listen to what he's got to say. So that was breaking news. And blimey, what a different time we were in it then. If you remember back then how fractured Parliament was, how it was just Brexit, it was coronavirus, it was everything. It was just all over the place. So thankfully, we've moved on. But anyway, it is now time to reveal to you the winner of the best use of silly sounds for the past 12 months from Three Men and a Microphone. I'm opening the envelope. And the winner is... La La Land! No, sorry, wrong show, wrong ceremony. Oh, that was my Oscar call-up, I am sorry. The winner is... Grandma's Kiss.
And this is the point where Ian, in his clever captain host of the podcast, says, and we've got some clips from that actual mess that you made.
No, I haven't actually. That would have been that would have been really well done, but no, I didn't.
I'm just going to play it now. Are you ready?
What is that?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
No, that's wrong. I didn't
like that. Please explain that. What is it?
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to at all.
Morning glory. Wow.
No, I've never whizzed it over the kitchen.
Saddle saw. What's it in it?
It's propping up.
Quite hard. Shake hard for 10 seconds. What we want to do is you want to sort of double the volume in size. You can experiment with going deeper.
Oh! Oh! Is that me?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why you download this podcast every single week. People in the Philippines, in Australia and New Zealand download this to listen to a grown man go, brilliant.
I want to know where that is from. That is hilarious.
Sounds like the bird guy. Remember Britain's Got Talent?
It's not,
I don't think it was, though.
No, it's...
It sounds like your grandma with no teeth coming to give you a kiss.
Oh, my days.
That sounds even worse. That just...
These Three Media.
Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
And some more birthday mentions from our lovely, lovely listeners. Are you ready, boys?
Yes.
I can't wait.
Three, two, one.
a big congratulations to these three media productions with Damien Lee for achieving a great milestone. 12 months, 1 year of the Three Men and a Microphone podcast with Damien Lee. It's been absolutely brilliant and a laugh a minute. Damien is the best. Damien's bits are the best. Not that I've seen them, I've only heard them. Please keep them coming. Absolutely loving it. Damien, need more of you because you are the best presenter ever. Keep up the good work, Damien Lee. We love you.
And before you move on, thank you, Anthony, for that one. And
he's so lovely. He's such a lovely man.
He is. Shame about his maths. But anyway, let's do another one.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday from Hilton. Damien's our favourite. We love you all too. Bye.
That is Mr. David Holland. I have a longer clip, Darren, if you will allow me to play it.
Oh, these are really cute. These are really cute.
This is this is from Mr. Holland.
Unaccustomed as I am to broadcasting on the radio, I would just like to say thank you to Damien, Darren and Ian. Damien, mate, you are a true professional. We love you. Lynn and I just glued to what you're saying, especially Damien's bits. Oh, my God. So, so funny. Even Ruby the dog, she's laughing. She's laughing. She really is, mate. If you just turn your microphone up a bit, Ian, you're a bit too loud when you do it. Darren also. So if you just, more Damien, I think, really. No, great show, lads. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday. Goodbye. See ya. Bye.
I'm detecting a theme.
I really love our listeners. Because what I love about our listeners, it's all about engaging and it's all about building a relationship. And what I found is, when
Three men and a microphone podcast.
You should have put that in your demo that you maybe got somewhere.
My little demeanors. That's what I'm going to call them. All right, like Hulk Hogan and his Hulkamaniacs. I've got my demeanors. Oh, Damien, come on, demeanors.
Or Divinas, or is that something completely different?
No, that was fine.
It's time to delve into the archive for the Retro Hall of Fame on the Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
So you're listening to Three Men and a Microphone, and it's time for this week's Retro Hall of Fame. So far, we have had, and I might as well go through all of them, this is our first birthday. We have had Joe Lycett, Celebrity Big Brother 2006, Lisa Appleton, the Charleston 20s, Elliot Kennedy, Big Tracks, Anthony, Thunderbirds, myself, Teletex and CFAX, Michael Cashman, Y-Fronts, Simon Dunn, Ford Escort, Lee Wilding, the Sony Walkman, and those are the ones that made it. We don't mention any of the ones that don't make it into the Retro Hall of Fame. Now, this week...
One of the best interviews we had with Martin Blythe, amazing. You can catch it on the interviews now. But seriously, that was one of the worst. It was on a par with Stevie Ritchie. Although I will say Stevie Ritchie is now on my Twitter followers. I've always liked you, Ritchie. You're one of my faves.
I saw him on an advert not long ago advertising some sort of...
health food?
Yes, I saw that too.
Yes, on Facebook.
Yes, I saw that.
It came
what
on today
guy.
And I was like... I've never searched for Stephen Ritchie at all, and then there he is on my Facebook page advertising some health food. It's like,
I've always said he's a very, very talented guy, and probably he wants to be part of Damien's Divas as well, so we can do that.
I'm sure he doesn't. So this week's Retro Hall of Fame, I am very happy to say we have a massive TikTok star. 1.1 million followers, 16.7 million likes on his videos. 16.7 million. You can find him by searching for Sam_Syncs, S-Y-N-C-S, on TikTok. He is known for his Little Hands videos and lots more beside. It is Mr. Sam Whitehouse. This was his first ever thing he had done outside of TikTok. So I'm really happy that he agreed to do a Retro Hall of Fame for us on Three Men and a Microphone. So here we go, Mr. Sam Whitehouse on his Retro Hall of Fame.
It's time to delve into the archive for the Retro Hall of Fame on the Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
Thank you very much to me for introducing this bit on the main show. And today for the Retro Hall of Fame, we are joined by Sam Whitehouse, who has over 1.1 million followers on TikTok, 15 million likes on TikTok, for doing his videos on there. So, hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm not bad, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Explain to me, when did you get started on TikTok?
It was during the first lockdown. I think it was around April, mid-April, when I first started last year.
So you've only been, so it's probably just about a year you've been on the platform then?
Yeah, I think it was 10th of April last year, so just coming up to a year.
Had you done anything like this before? Had you been involved, had you done social media? Had you been on YouTube?
No. I've never done anything like this before.
So what started you then? Because I'm addicted to TikTok, and it's one of those apps. You'll be sort of lying in bed, or you'll be sat on the sofa, and you'll go, right, I'm just going to have a quick look in TikTok. 3 hours later, oh, I'm still going, still scrolling.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same, yeah.
So what got you, what made you join it then? What made you put your first video up?
I'm not really sure. I mean, my sister, Stat, has always been on it. She don't make videos, she just watches them. And I've always been into, like, kind of physical comedy, so Jim Carrey, Robin Williams, those kind of rubber-faced comedy actors. And she says, why don't you give it a try? So I did, and then I've never really looked back.
And because you're quite well known for the little hands.
Yeah, the tiny hands.
The tiny hand videos. And you do some cosplay stuff. So you do the some of the Superman, some of the Spider-Man stuff even.
Spider-Man, yeah.
So what's it, so how many videos do you do? Do you record all in one, or do you do one a day, or?
I used to do one a day, but then I'd feel the pressure, like, well, I've got to make another one. So I usually now make, say, 5 or 6, and then I've got a week's worth, and I don't have to worry about, oh, I can't post one today because I haven't made anything. Then I've always got them in backup.
And how long do they take? Because they're obviously, they're TikTok videos, there's a maximum of a minute. Some are 30 seconds, some are 20 seconds, some are a minute. So for that 1 minute video, how long are you spending? Are you a one take wonder, or is it a 10 takes and pick the best?
10 takes and pick the best. because some of the lip sync ones, some of the audios are really complicated. So I have to memorize them as I go, and then each take I get better at memorizing them, so it's usually the last take that's the one I use.
And how does it feel to have, because 1.5 million followers in a year is a fairly impressive sort of, from nothing to 1.1 million people following you, how does that make you feel? Are you sort of like, why are people following me, or is it like, oh, this is amazing?
A bit of both, I think. Because I don't really understand why people want to follow me. Because there's a lot better creators. But I guess I just try to make people laugh. And I guess in these times, that's all people want, really. Just something to make them laugh.
Definitely. So where are you from? What's the accent?
Yorkshire. West Yorkshire.
West Yorkshire. See, my dad's Yorkshire.
Yeah.
So I'm half Yorkshire. I claim half Yorkshire ship, and the other half is Birmingham. So you know, it's a mix of both.
Yeah.
And what's the day job?
I work in a library.
Do you? Oh, okay. Yeah. As a librarian.
They don't really call us librarians anymore, because I think you need to have gone to done a uni course in it. I did creative writing at uni, so I think I'm a library assistant officially.
And what's your plan? Is it carry on with TikTok? Is it try and go into other areas, or?
Yeah, I mean, I've got no real massive ambitions with TikTok. I'm not an actor. I don't want to be Charlie D'Amelio in particular. Yeah, just have fun with it. I think I'm not really bothered about having any great ambitions with TikTok, and I love my job. I love books, so that's where I'm staying, I think.
Have you been? Because libraries have been closed, haven't they, over the lockdowns?
Yeah, we were closed for a few months last year, But we've been open, not to public, we've been doing like click and collect books. Yeah, that's pretty much what we've been doing.
So when are you hoping to be reopened then?
12th of April.
Oh, is it? Okay, so not long.
Yeah, not long now.
I always remember going into libraries as a kid, and it is that thing, you go, there's always the kids section, and you can go and look at the kids' books. But it is that thing, if you walk in and you're just thinking, oh, blimey, all of this information and all of these stories and everything there, I can literally go up, pick it up, show me card and take it home. It's like, what's that about? It's amazing. It's good. And we need to keep our libraries. We need to make sure that they're kept and they're funded and they're open, because they are amazing places for people to go to.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's do the reason that we are here. So let me play the Retro Hall of Fame intro.
It's time to delve into the archive for the Retro Hall of Fame on the Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
So this is the one item that you think deserves to go into the Retro Hall of Fame. So I'll give you some examples of ones we've had so far. We've had a Celebrity Big Brother from Joe Lycett. We've had the Charleston 20s. We've had Teletext and CFAX from me. We've had Big Tracks. And we've had, what was the most recent one? Y-Fronts from Lord Michael Cashman, which is a very random one, but it's very funny. But things that haven't gone in, we've had things like Pugs, if you remember those, the toy little round disc things, Shell Suits, things like that haven't gone in. So it's a difficult thing to get into. So, Sam Whitehouse, what is your item for this week's Retro Hall of Fame?
It's not so much an item, but it's Jurassic Park, the film.
Ooh. Now, why? Why Jurassic Park?
It's the film I've seen the most. It's my favourite film. And it's the first film I remember watching. I can't remember how old I was. Probably too young to watch it. But I watched it with my granddad. And it just reminds me of my granddad and being a kid and that excitement and terror of seeing the dinosaurs. And I still love it.
See, now I have a thing with Jurassic Park. I went to see it at the cinema, and I still remember to this day the feeling the first time when they're driving in those 4x4s, and they pull up, the music plays, and you see these massive dinosaurs eating from the trees, and it is literally that. Oh my God, that is. Oh, part of me thought they're real. And it's just like, oh, it was, I literally remember it to this day. It was one of the few things at a cinema where I've literally, it's just gone, it was just so good. It was so clever.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was born in 1994, so I didn't get to see it in cinema, but I would have loved to have seen it in cinema.
Oh, you're making me feel old now. 1978 I was born. Flipping heck. I'm a 70s, 80s baby. You're 1994. I was leaving school in 1994. What's that about? So Jurassic Park is your Retro Hall of Fame item. I like that. I think that's a good one. Do you like the new films, though?
I think like's a strong word. they're too shiny for me, if that makes sense. Perfect. Jurassic Park has a bit of a ruggedness to it. I don't know, I can't explain it, but I like them, but they're not a patch on original.
They're too Hollywood almost.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. It's and I get that quite a lot with new films now. The graphics are just too good to they don't quite have that grittiness. I think that's a good entry, but it is not up just to me. It is up to Damien and Darren as well to decide if it goes in. So Sam, do you want to give a plug for your TikTok account? Where can we find you?
You can find me at Sam Sinks on TikTok. Follow me if you want to see tiny hands and tiny feet now, and just general silliness and craziness and just having a good time.
Excellent. So yeah, go and find Sam on TikTok, Sam Sinks on there. We'll put the links in the description notes below as well. Sam Whitehouse, thank you very much for joining us on the Retro Hall of Fame.
Thank you, I've really enjoyed it.
Right, let's hand back to me, Damien and Darren to decide and see if it actually makes it into the Retro Hall of Fame.
It's time to delve into the archive for the Retro Hall of Fame on the Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
And there we are. Mr. Sam Whitehouse's Retro Hall of Fame is Jurassic Park. Yes.
Yeah. Cute guy.
So, yes, Jurassic Park. Let's discuss. Darren, you first, please.
Ashamedly,
never seen it.
What? How have you never watched Jurassic Park?
Never watched any of the films, all the franchises, or even the first one. But I am aware of how huge the brand is. Did it also spin off into a TV series as well? Like
never.
No.
Never.
Is that not connected?
Never.
No.
Absolutely not.
Nothing at all. No. So you've never watched one of the biggest films of the last 30-odd years?
Not one of the biggest films.
It is one of the biggest
films. It is, yeah. And I remember queuing up to watch that film. And actually, my mum went to see that with me because obviously I was really young. Actually, I wasn't. I was 13. So I was still young. But I remember my mum clinging to like my hand because it was a little bit scary. It was. Great film. Great effects. Wow.
I still remember to this very day watching that film at the cinema, and that first time you see the dinosaurs, the first time the camera pans back, so it shoots Sam Neill in the Jeep, it then pulls out, it follows his gaze, and you see this massive dinosaur.
Amazing.
And I still remember the literally going, oh God, that sounded a bit rude, but you know what I mean. But that, I just remember it was stunning. It was absolutely amazing. Such good visuals.
Are the visuals, if you watch that film now, are the visual dated?
Yes. No. Actually, no, they're not.
No, I think it's still really good. Held its own, especially the T-Rex that comes out. It's phenomenal. It really is.
And it's probably one of the best. It's a benchmark of special effects, and it led to a massive development in film special effects going forward. Mm. So, yeah, it's a really good film. So, let me replay some music, and I think we need to take a vote. So, Darren, a yes or no?
It's probably going to surprise. It's not going to surprise you. I'm going to vote no for this because I've never seen it. It's never really jumped out at me and gone, oh, that's a classic film. So I'm going to say no to this one.
Damien, yes or no?
It's a no from me.
And
I'll tell you why it's a no from me. Because, again, I think to be retro, you need to be going back a little bit, not just because it's going back in time, but I still don't think it kind of set a craze, or it's a great movie, but that's like saying, you know, I don't know, E.T. is retro. E.T. is a classic film, sure, but it's not retro.
It's retro, that sort of thing.
Oh, I'm so really surprised. It's,
however cute he was, and these 1.5 trillion tickers.
That's not tickers.
Yeah. Isn't that little thing that sucks your blood?
You're such a dad, aren't
that's
you?
A tick. That's a tick. Yeah. So it's a no. It's a no.
It's a. I had to get that in there. It's a no from me, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, I was going to say yes, but unfortunately, the majority have decided that the Jurassic Park does not go into the Retro Hall of Fame. It is time to open the door to the Hall of Despair.
Yeah. No, I've told you not to do it when I'm live on air. No. No, listen. Yes, we can watch. Yeah, we can watch it later. We can watch it on Catch Up, Country File. We'll stream it together. Yes, I'll do that thing with your toe. No problem. All right, I've got to go now. Okay, bye.
Who was that?
Stevie Richard.
So unfortunately, Sam Whitehouse's Retro Hall of Fame pick of Jurassic Park does not make it into the Retro Hall of Fame, but do go and follow him at Sam_Syncs, S-Y-N-C-S on TikTok. Join the other 1.1 million followers and like some of his videos, because he needs them. Not like I need them and Damien needs them, but he does need them. So yeah, go and follow him. Very funny indeed. Thank you very much to Sam for his Retro Hall of Fame. Darren, over to you.
Yes, some more birthday dedications. Are you ready, chaps?
Yes. I cannot wait for these.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Happy 1 year birthday, Three Men and a Microphone. Way! Damien is our favourite.
There's a theme here, chaps. Let's see the next one. 3, 2, 1.
Hello there, how are you? Just like to say a big, massive happy birthday to Three Men and One Microphone, which is definitely something I wouldn't like to Google. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to say that Damien is my favourite. All the best, fellas. Take care.
There's a very regional theme here, and I don't know whether it's because, you know, there's...
Northern.
Sure.
Who were they, Dan?
Sorry?
Who were they?
That one was Jordan, who's a very close radio friend of mine, does radio right. voice advertising. And the other chap is a guy that I'm doing an interview with very soon, who is a Peter Kay tribute act in Blackpool called Simon Owens. Hello, Simon.
They've got real taste, though, haven't they?
No, I'm sure they're not listening to the same show I produce every
Peter
week.
Peter Gay.
Yeah,
that's the whole new difference.
He's a happy guy. He's a happy guy.
There's a drag name.
Tribute act, Simon. thinks you are hilarious, Damon.
Bless him. Absolutely. Bless him. And well, do you know what, guys? I think it's just my face, you know? I think it's just my head.
Face you'd like to slap.
Three men and a microphone. Like a breakfast show, but not at breakfast. And with no music. And it's a podcast. So nothing like a breakfast show, really.
Right, let's move on to... I'm going to play some background music and we will do that one. Right. Oh, no, that means that's the end of the show music. Oh, what am I doing? There we go.
See, 1 year in and he still hasn't got any slicker.
He's not great, is he?
No.
Let's be honest.
Clean edit. Oh, does that worked? That shut you mid-sentence then, Damien.
I'm trained now. Do you know what I mean? It's like, roll over.
Clean edit. We've had a lot of fun on this podcast. We have a lot of fun with bits that just make us giggle. Darren corpses quite a lot. Yeah. Damien just laughs for no reason. But we do have some very funny bits. And we've picked our favourite funny clip. Favourite clip. And I love this clip. And I thought I had it on video, but I don't. I have it audio only. It is the famous moose clip.
Have you got a moose or something next to you?
Have I got a moose?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so, yes, we're...
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Damien, you having a moose? What are you eating? They're a moose.
Are you eating a moose?
That's a classic.
Do you know what a moose is? Yeah.
Sorry?
Do you know what a moose is?
Yeah, it's like a little ice creamy type thing that's yeah, like fluffy
chocolate.
And
yeah, it is. Yeah. Just think of a little tub of moose you were.
No. He's corpsing. He's gone.
Oh, dear me. Oh, dear. Moose.
Moose. Oh, I do like that. That made me laugh.
Can anyone remember what that started, that? I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, no, was it like... it was a little biscuit, wasn't it, Darren?
No, you were passed something like a yogurt or a ice cream or something with a spoon in a tub. And you just went,
It's when you said,
was on a tub of mousse. Just went. Why would I be eating a tub of mousse? To this day. Oh my goodness me.
I do love that clip.
If it wasn't for this show, seriously, lockdown would have been a very, very hard hard thing. But yeah, a tub of mousse. It's just what that is probably one of my favourites.
How long did we corpse for?
Oh well, I mean that set me off then.
I don't think we were live at the point, were we? I think it was a non-live version of the show, and I think it was a good 10 minutes before we actually went back to doing a proper record.
Damien loves his bits. He loves showing off his bits. He loves talking about his bits. So it's time for Damien's bits.
And this is normally the part of the show where we hand over to Damien to let him set free his bits every week. But this week, we're going to pick our favourite ever Damien's bits. So, Damien, your bits have provided entertainment. They've provided some not very good stories. And they've gone through several changes. So, do you want to give us a few highlights of your bits?
To be fair, last week's show, we didn't even make the edit.
It didn't make the edit at all. It got cut out.
Darren's story and my bits got canned. I just got an email saying, not really radio friendly.
Well, it wasn't.
Sorry, do I get anything or nothing? No, kind of, you know, we get paid for our contribution. Damien's bits, it's gone through many guises, but I still think just in terms of laughter and... especially with you, Ian, it's seldom that you corpse or crack up, but I think with this particular Damien Spitz, you just went, and it still is one of my favourites, which was Percy Longprong. For me, that was the best story. I'd actually researched it and didn't get handed it about 2 minutes before we went live, so it didn't sound red. It was certainly a, that's probably one of my faves.
So this is our favourite ever Damien's Bits. This is Percy Longprong.
Well, you see, you talk about bedsheets, and my story this week kind of, I guess, could be around bedsheets, but... Now, I don't want to say that mine always follow a theme of naughtiness and sex and naughtiness. So anyway, this week's story is about a man who was converting his house down south, converting it down in Devon. And he was basically ripping up the floorboards, getting all the floorboards up to put, new floorboards down, all of that jibber jabber. And one was loose. So it was like a loose floorboard. And he was just kind of like, what's under there? What could it be? So he lifted up the floorboard and he found a card, a business card. Now, I'm going to actually show you this business card in a second, but it actually belonged, it was very old. So it was back in the days of shillings, pound and pence. And it was actually belonged to a guy called Percy Longprong. Okay. Now, Percy Longprong was actually an expert in frigging pain and fancy. The terms were cash before mounting, extra attention given to neglected married women, and maidens treated gently, spinsters delighted.
Saddle sore wasn't in it.
Reduced terms to other parties. And widows, especially PTO price list. Do you want to know what's on the price list? Shall I give you
yes,
that?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me just get to that. And I will show you the card in a second. So on the card itself, let me just give you a few of these. For 9D, so what's 9D? Was that shillings? No, it was a conversion back in the day, like an old one. So it wasn't shillings. What would that have been?
We're too young, mate.
So let's just say, okay. So anyway, for 9D, whatever that was, you'd get a bubble shake.
A what?
For 2 shillings and 0D, you'd get a saliva exchange.
Morning glory. Wow. You know, you need your grandma kiss for that one, Ian.
For 2 shillings, this gets better, boys. For 2 shillings, guess what you get? A French tickler. Gets even better than that. Get ready, boys. Just give me a 3D finger. Go on, boys. That's right. So, boys, keep it there. For 2 shillings and 6, you'd get a finger diddle. And then, for 5, Vaseline, if needed, whips and scourges, 3 strokes. And at the very bottom of the card...
3 strokes!
And then at the bottom of the card, it says, Percy gives green shield stamps. So just to show that this is a real thing, let me just see if you can see that on the camera. Dear. So there is Percy Longprong. Can you see that there?
Yes!
And there we go. If we scroll down then and we just have a little look at the price list. So there we go. And there's the price list.
Can you go back to the other picture, please?
Yeah, cool. So I'm all for a whips and scrooges, 3 strokes, to be honest. I'm all about that. So just going back to this again, extra attention given to neglected married women. What a saucy bloke. Percy Longprong. There he is.
What's that there?
What do you mean? We're an audio show. What do you mean?
You're pointing at a screen, Darren. We can't see what you're pointing at.
What are you pointing at there?
It looks like a, I don't know, like an elongated chicken nugget.
Well, I wouldn't worry. Yeah, I don't know what that is, actually. My goodness me.
Damien, can you please just go? It's pence, by the way. A D is pence.
Mm.
Old pence. So can you just go through them one by one, please? Just leave a little gap.
Just go for it. Oh, no, there's more.
Oh, is there? Oh, right, go on then. Go on then. Right, I'm ready.
There is more, but you can't see them because it looks like something wet must have been on it and taken a bit of the card off. The card's been rubbed off. It's got wet. Okay, so all you can see is... And this is true. I will show you this again. So if you imagine a card, a business card, so it's faded away, all you can see on the price list is, okay, so we've done the bit about bubble shake, saliva exchange, a French tickler, a finger diddle, Vaseline if needed, whips and scourges, 3 strokes. So now on the actual price list, it says, squiggle, 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 insertions.
And you're going to pump it up and down.
Squiggle, 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 positions.
No, I've never whizzed it over the kitchen.
No.
Scuttle.
Ah, oh, dear.
You know when you don't know whether it's actually gone in because it's so smooth?
Stretch.
Shake hard for 10 seconds.
Bath. And you save the best for last because this is my favourite. Dive.
You haven't got anything, have you, for that?
Tell you what, I haven't had a ride for such a long time.
And in actual fact, if you have a look at the paper here, so sorry, this is obviously visual, you can see dive, and just before dive, all you can see is 2 letters and then FF dive. So there you go. That is the brilliant business card of, yet again, let's give his name drop, of course, to Percy Longprong, which was found underneath the floorboard. And the person who found it has put it on Google, tried to do a search on it. It apparently dates back to the very early 18th century.
I think we need to do a disclaimer, by the way. Do not type into Google or your chosen search engine, Percy Longprong. We are not responsible for what turns up.
So there you go.
Damien, thank you so much. I don't think I've laughed that much for such a long time.
No worries. Just come to me for the entertainment on those sort of stories. I tell you, filth.
Come to you for filth. The entertainment.
It's Monday. You need cheering up. Well, you're listening to the right show. This is Three Men and a Microphone on the as yet unnamed podcast.
Oh, I'm going to leave this in, but if you don't know, we broadcast this live every Wednesday evening on Facebook and YouTube, and you can join us on there to listen to this. Anthony, who's watching at the moment, just said what that last one is, Damien, the dive one.
What, he actually announced it?
He's actually said what it is. Muff dive.
I know that. You're not meant to say it, though.
I didn't know it. I didn't know
what else would it be?
I don't know. I'm not into it, am I?
What did you think? It was going to be Muff dive or something like that? What a prat. Make sure you enter that one. Thanks very much, Tony. I can't say that.
Oh, I'm sweating.
Oh, my
God. Oh, dear me.
Yes, more birthday mentions for us. Well, it turns out more for Damien, actually, by the look of it. Anyway, we'll see what we've got in store for us now. So, chaps, are you ready then?
Yes.
I love this.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, three men and a microphone. Oh, happy, happy first birthday. It's me, Tina Biscuit.
Yay!
T-N-A-B-I-Z-K-I-T. Well done, boys. You're 1 year old today. I wish I was there to give you a big birthday bump. I really do. And thank you so much for inviting me to be part of your history. I won't mention the girls' world. I tune in every week to listen to you, Damien, with your caramel silky voice. You are my favourite. And to check out your bits. Do you know? Your bits are the best thing since sliced bread. Oh, your bits and sliced bread in the same sentence. Imagine the possibilities. Lots of love, boys. Have a lovely birthday. I hopefully see you soon. Love, Tina. Mwah.
Oh, Tina, I love you. Tina,
Do you know what? I feel that Tina is the fourth person on this show. She has just been an absolute delight and makes me belly laugh every time that she's on. And I so would. Such a fitty. So
just confirm that Tina will be back.
She will. With us. At some point, we will be doing something with Tina. We need to work on it, but we will be doing it.
She is amazing. Thank you so much, because she's just part of the family. We adore her and really talented. So thank you so much, Tina.
I have two more for you. Would you want them now or in a bit?
Let's have them now.
Okay. So the penultimate one. 3, 2, 1.
Happy first year birthday, three men and a microphone. Damon is our favourite.
You might know him.
That was Zippy. That was Zippy.
And that actually was Zippy.
It was actually Zippy.
Actually,
that was Zippy back in the day. From actual Rainbow.
Actual Rainbow, yeah. Zippy.
Original Zippy, yeah.
Giving us a little bit of a shout out on the podcast.
Now, just to give you a little side note, I'd sent a message to the boys saying, "Hi, boys. Just wondering if you wanted me to get, like, maybe we could ask some people, like, to do, like, happy anniversaries." And all I got was, no, no. And I was like, oh.
And I have one more for us.
Okie dokie.
And I think we know who this one is aimed at anyway, because the theme is there. So 3, 2, 1, chaps.
Hi, I'm Stuart, and Damien is my favourite. Happy first birthday, three men and a microphone.
Happy first birthday, three men and a microphone. Darren is my favourite.
Oh, whatever. Where am I in this? Why does no one say Ian's my favourite?
And then Zippy came on. I mean, it's frigging Zippy. It was at, like, actual the Zippy.
Can
I run something past you? Right, just between us girlfriends, was George a man?
George was non-binary.
Can I give you some breaking news?
Oh yes, go on then.
George was non-binary.
Hang on.
In the 21st century, yes, Dan.
But George was.
Oh, but hang on. It's given up the ghost, sad enough. Sorry, Darren, go on.
Yeah, I've got some breaking news for you chaps. I know everybody listening to this anyway, but it has been organised. It has been booked into my diary. I have an exclusive interview for our other series, Interviews with These Three Media, where I will be interviewing on video Zippy and George.
Zippy and George. Are they going to do a retro Hall of Fame?
Right, it's time to resurrect a feature from the past. For 20 very long episodes, every week, we had to do the top five. So this was basically where we had one item and we had to pick our top fives. Darren loves it.
Can I talk about it?
Go on.
So we had a producer that Damien didn't get on with, but you hired her, and she was a live-in producer called Barbara that used to give us...
She did live in. She did.
Yeah. And her interaction with Damien at the end of each show to give us the next subject of the top fives were hilarious, and I love that. And it was a regular running theme on the As Yet Unnamed podcast that we started off with originally, that we don't talk about anymore. And the top fives were just a great moment that we all got to reminisce. Now, I've done a retro Hall of Fame months ago, not done one since. Okay, whatever. But a top five, we all get to reminisce. And we get to see our little personalities as well with what we choose. So the top five for me was fantastic.
Can I... The reason the top five is no longer with us is the fact that your top fives were, to be honest, they were absolutely... and also they... And they were. No, it's true, though.
The irony is, I think I actually created the top five.
You did.
I think it was
your
my
fault.
Suggestion.
Yes.
And I think by week three, I hated it. And every week, we do like these off-air meetings that we have at the end of the show. And Darren used to just... Because Darren is a sensitive sort, sometimes it's like my little girl. You have to pander to her a little bit to get her to go to bed. And with Darren, sometimes you've just got to kind of say the right thing to keep him on side. So it was like he used to kind of go, I really like the top five. And you looked at his little bare little face and you couldn't say no. Yeah, but just one more week, lads. Can we just do it for one more? All right, Darren, just one more week.
The top five had the momentum to become a podcast on its own.
Thank God it didn't. If you want to do it, Darren, be my guest.
Seriously, I mean, get yourself a sponsor and put a demo tape to these three media.
Yeah.
At info@.
Otherwise, we'll charge you. So anyway, it did produce some very funny moments. And this clip we're going to play you in particular is probably my favourite from episode number 6. When we were doing top 80s movies from the Retro Hall of Fame. No, sorry, from the top five. Can't even say the words anymore. This is Darren's Moonwalker. Moving on. Number one, please, Darren.
Right, number one, the fella that it's based around and the fella that stars in it, he's not really an actor. But it was a film that was based around one of his best-selling albums, not the best-selling album, but one of his best-selling albums. The film was a fantasy film. It didn't make any sense, and for that reason sums up the whole of the 1980s, where everything was to extent, everything was just from another world, another planet.
Legend.
No. You know, there are, it all depends on where you stand with this artist, this person that's in the film. What
I just love your build-up. It depends what you think.
I have no idea where you're going with this, Darren. Absolutely no idea whatsoever.
That some people may like it.
And I think you've got to be a fan of the man to enjoy the film, but the film was a great, you know, me and
just
my other
what was it? Jeez. It's like 10 minutes of this we've had. Have you just building this film up? What was it?
This is going to be horrible. I can't wait. Please, in post-edit,
please do a drum roll of this. I'm going to go silent, and I'm sure Ian can add a drum roll in this part here. So
okay,
we're just going to build this up. Possibly the man who comes out with some of the worst top five ever. So drum roll, please.
Moonwalker, Michael Jackson. ''87 or '88, whatever it was.
Oh no. Do you know what? To be fair,
it's a great film.
He could have had anything. He could have had Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
To be fair, Darren.
Yes.
No, yeah. Not to be fair. That's a rubbish choice. However, I did watch that at the cinema in Redditch on Unicorn Hill. But I would never in a million years have that down as being a cop.
Would you watch it again?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't right. at all. Wouldn't even be
Please
close.
Look me in the eyes without smiling and tell me then that really is your favourite 80s film ever.
Moonwalker, Michael Jackson is my favourite 80s film ever.
Oh dear, honestly, if you could hear some of the discussions we've been having while I've been playing those clips. I know you shouldn't have off-air jokes, but anyway. Right. Oh dear me.
Oh dear, I do like your voice. It does make me giggle.
So yeah, that was Moonwalker. It was such a funny clip, and honestly, it was I would bring the top fives back just for that, but I'm not going to. Can I just say how basic we look? For those that are watching the visuals of this, how basic that is. And what were you wearing, Darren?
That's my Magnum shirt. Will fit at the minute.
There was just nothing there. I was by just a plain wall. Darren had his door open.
That's the dining room into the kitchen, that is.
Just got to let a bit of air in, sorry. Just drop one, sorry.
I think you remember the episode where I had to rush off because we had a massive thunderstorm and had a flood in the kitchen.
I do. I remember that. That was terrible, that thunder. Yeah, you literally went, I've got to go.
There's a flood.
Ian looked like the only professional one. We just looked like he was doing a Zoom call. It looked basic, to be fair.
And now look, we've got bunting and banners and everything.
Like sets and everything.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So that was our top five. It will never be brought back unless Darren does do a top five podcast of his own, which you are more than welcome to try and do, Darren. You wouldn't like to put any more effort in, would you? So there we go. We are almost at the end of the podcast. Oh dear.
Darren, can you share some social media? Yeah, right. Darren, can you share it on Facebook? Yeah. Sorry? Darren, have you shared it? Yeah. Darren, would you mind doing some prep for the show? Okay.
This
Darren,
is how it goes.
What's the next item coming up? Yeah, no, yeah.
Not that bad.
You are. You are at times.
You had a good week, Darren. Yeah, it's been alright.
Nothing comes out. So we are almost at the end of our first birthday special show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope we've brought a laugh to your faces. Over the last 60 minutes or however long this podcast ends up being, we have one last little surprise from Darren, which yes. Neither of us know about. So, Darren, over to you.
I did say to you, hand over to me at the very end, we've got a surprise. First of all, I just want to thank a bunch of lovely ladies, by the way. So that's Beck Deakin and also her mum, Rita, as well, and Rita's friend who helped her with this. And it got delivered yesterday, and I can't wait to show you. Are you ready?
I am. Really excited. Yes, I'm intrigued.
Really excited.
It's quite heavy.
Okay.
It comes out with Barbara sat on his lap.
I was going to say, is it Stevie Richie?
can't see what that. I can't see what that is. Oh wow! Look at that.
Is that a cat?
What's that? Oh, that's superb.
You see it?
That is fantastic.
It actually says, "Happy first anniversary." And then it says 25 shows. And
52 shows, you idiot.
What?
52, not 25.
Wouldn't be doing an anniversary at 25.
You're reading it backwards on your camera. Oh, yeah. You absolute idiot.
That's staying in. Incidentally, so that's
happy 25.
That's a big chocolate birthday cake for us three, but obviously.
Oh, that was a bit. Thank you so much to Betty and Betty's friend as well.
No, sorry, Beck and Rita.
Beck and Rita.
Who's Betty then?
Anyway,
happy 25. Really... It was your little face. 25 shows. So cocky.
Oh dear.
They had 4 days to pull that off.
Beck and Rita, thank you so much for producing that cake. And that is it for this week's special first birthday episode of Three Men and a Microphone. Thank you so much for listening. Darren, thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure and an honour to be on this journey with you, Ian, and Damien as well. We only did it to have a bit of fun and keep ourselves mentally occupied, didn't we, really? You know, three blokes from radio back then and having a bit of banter, and then we got an audience and it got legs and it started. So thank you to everybody who's played a part in that.
Damien.
Thank you to you, Ian. I don't say it a lot, but you ignited something that had been buried for a long time, and the love of this was ignited by yourself. Darren, you are one of the most genuine people I've come across, and it's been a pleasure getting to know you again. It's been great. It's been great, and it's got us through some dark times, so thank you. I've enjoyed every single minute of it.
Thank you very much. And from me, thank you to the thousands of downloads we've got. Thank you to every single person that listens. Thank you to all the people that watch the live shows and follow us on social media. If you are listening to this, share it with a friend. Let them follow us for the next year and however long we go on for. Thank you very much to Darren and Damien. It has been an absolute pleasure rekindling a friendship, and I can't wait until we get to do this in person at some point in the near future.
I'm going to raise a glass to year two next year.
To year two. I haven't got a glass. I'll show you my vape. Yeah. Thank you so much for downloading. We will be back again next week with episode number 53. Until then, share, follow, like, comment, review, do all the stuff, please. And we will carry on producing this just for you. Until next week, look after yourselves. Stay safe. We are very near the end of all of this. Until then, bye for now. Can you play Zippy for me, please, Darren?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
My mouse has gone to sleep.
Bit like me.
Happy first year birthday, three men and a microphone. Damon is our favourite.
It's actual Zippy. That is actual, like, not even pretend Zippy, that was Zippy. Who said my name? But he kind of said it a bit like,
didn't get it right, did he? I thought that as well. I would have asked
seriously,
to really call
he
that.
He joined the list with Stevie. Seriously, pathetic.
A lot of our guests get your name wrong, don't they?
They do, actually, Daniel. Yeah, it's happened quite a bit.
Three Men and a Microphone is a These Three Media production.